I had 24 hours to trap a man-eating tiger, or a lovely lady would meet death by torture. That's the story of the ghost tiger of Sungai.
From the tangled wilds of Borneo, from the mystic mountains of Tibet, from the fierce jungles of Malaya, bring them back alive. RKO Radio Pictures presents Bring 'Em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Frank Buck's original Bring 'Em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action and suspense. The dramatic story of the jungle, the land of the short shadows, where survival of the fittest is the law of life. See Frank Buck in Bring 'Em Back Alive. And now, for the first time on the air, RKO presents The Jungle Adventures of Frank Buck.
Terror in the night. Superstitious folk the world around people the night with legendary horrors. Creatures human by day which turn themselves to beasts at sundown, to range the dark, preying on their fellows. In southern Europe, these are the vampires, the undead, who sleep in their graves by day to fly the night as bats seeking human blood, without which they must perish. In northern Europe, since wolves are the most ferocious beasts in the woods of the north, these supernatural beings of the night are called werewolves. And as darkness comes, fearful wayfarers wonder if their neighbors will suddenly turn to wolves. And so in the jungles of the Malay Peninsula, where I filmed the motion picture Bring 'Em Back Alive, these creatures of terror, human by day, beast by night, are the were-tigers. For the tiger is the great killer of the jungle, and the words Harimu, bizarre, enormous tiger, strike fear to every native heart. This is the story of the were-tiger of Sungai and the drums. The drums that pounded out a rhythm of doom as the slow jungle day crept on toward the sudden jungle night, and the minutes were crammed with suspense, ticking away like the last heartbeats of a human being destined for a horrible death. I first heard of the ghost tiger from a young couple whom I shall call Charles and Mary Ransom. I had orders for many animals for zoos and circuses in the United States, and I had set up my jungle camp near Sungai. Usually, my camp is far from any sign of civilization, so when I found there was an isolated rubber plantation a mile or so away, I was delighted, and I went to call. I found the Ransoms charming people. Mary was young and pretty, recently arrived. Charles had been there some time longer, readying the place for his bride. And after lunch, we sat on the veranda.
Glad you came over, Buck. It's nice to see a white man for a change.
Do you find it lonely here, Mrs. Ransom?
Oh, I love it here. There are orchids everywhere. The ferns are green and beautiful. Birds sing all day.
And tigers scream all night.
Oh, you've tigers on the prowl.
First one since I've been here, but This fellow's a man-eater. Killed a native 2 nights ago. I built a log trap near the scene of the kill, but the natives say I'll never catch him. They say he's a word tiger, a human being that changes to the form of a tiger at night.
That's such silly talk. Rank superstition. Were tiger, indeed. It's incredible.
Nothing is incredible out here. Never forget that. In the jungle, there's always danger.
Danger, yes. That's the keynote of the jungle, where death lurks in every shadow, behind every tangle of matted vine, beneath every heap of rotted foliage. And that same night, danger struck. I was in camp, ready to turn in for the night, when I heard a sudden babble of voices among my native bearers. I went to the opening of my nipa-thatched lean-to as Ollie, my number one boy, came running up.
Tuan, come quick. Bring medicine bag.
Apaini? What is this?
Ma'am, from plantation.
Mrs. Ransom?
She is hurt. Her head bleeds.
Oh, Mr. Buck, I'm so glad I found you. It's Charles, the tiger got him.
Ollie, stop that infernal jabbering. Tell those men to shut up.
Yes, Tuan. Quiet, you nothing! Are you men or squirrels?
Oh, that's a nasty cut on your head, Mrs. Ransom. Looks like a lock of hair is torn away. Come on, sit down and I'll fetch it up.
Never mind that. I must have caught my hair in the branch. We must get to Charles.
All right. We'll go at once, but there'll be time to bind that wound.
No.
Ollie!
Yes, Tuan.
Get my rifle and my pistol. You better get two boys with parangs to cut our way through the jungle.
Boys not go in jungle tonight. Harimu walk. Harimu bizarre.
Are you afraid of the tiger, Ollie?
No, I go with Tuan.
Good. Now get guns. Gelding John. Get going fast.
Yes, Tuan.
Oh, Mr. Buck, Charles may be dying.
Now, let's see. Here's my medicine bag. And I'll get some water.
But we must get to Charles.
We'll go just as soon as Ollie brings my things. Now I'll bathe that wound for you. Let's see. Oh, it's not so bad. A straight, clean furrow like a bullet would make.
It must have been a thorn in the bush.
Well, we'll just bind it up now as it sits still just a moment. Now tell me what happened.
It was just at sundown. I saw Charles coming up the trail. Something moved in the bushes behind him. Charles turned. He had a rifle, and he fired as a great beast sprang at him. The tiger struck him, and he fell, and I ran out toward him.
Well, you might have been killed. A wounded tiger puts up an awful fight, you know.
I'd have fought that tiger with my fingernails to save Charles. He was clawing at Charles' side, and I grabbed up the gun, and I pulled the trigger. The tiger staggered a few steps and fell.
You killed it?
I don't know. The tiger wasn't there when the boys came. It was blood and fur beside the trail, but the tiger was gone. It must have crawled away.
That's strange. A wounded tiger usually fights. There, your head's all bandaged.
Here, Tuan. Guns in Paran.
Good. Now, Mrs. Ransom, Charles is at the bungalow?
Yes. Yes, I left him with our number one boy, his son. The boys wouldn't enter the jungle. I had to go alone.
Come on, Ollie. We must go now.
Not good going jungle tonight.
Ollie, I thought you said you weren't afraid of the tiger.
Not afraid of Harimu. But listen, drums talk. Drums say not real Harimu, not real tiger. Say his man or woman turn into tiger at night. World tiger. Say tiger shot, not fine. Say find man or woman who shot on head.
Night in the jungle, with slimy roots coiling about our ankles like snakes, wet branches brushing our faces like ghostly fingers, and all about us the ceaseless movement of hunter and hunted, and the occasional death cry of a loser in the endless war for survival, and all the time pounding like those jungle drums through my brain, Ali's words.
Not real Harimu, not real tiger, world tiger. Find man or woman shot on head.
And struggling beside me through the dark was Mary Ransom. And that long furrow on her head could have been cut by a bullet. And wounded tigers fight. They don't crawl away. Oh, maybe it was the darkness. Maybe it was the eerie beat of those far-off drums. But mice were running up down my spine. Mice with cold feet. We stumbled out into the clearing. Went up to the veranda. Ransom was alone. The natives had run away. His head looked bad, possible concussion. We dared not move him, and it would take 2 days to get a doctor. But that was all we could do. I sent Ollie for the doctor, bound up Ransom's wounds. Just as I finished, I looked around me. Mary Ransom was gone. That was Mary who screamed out there in the night. I snatched my rifle, rushed outside. All about me, the jungle teemed with life and death. But the drums were still. Then Mary screamed again. And the drums began, louder, nearer, infinitely more evil. Ahead in the clearing where Charles had set his tiger trap, a fire blazed, painting the jungle foliage blood red. And against that flaming tapestry, dark shadows leaped and circled, and voices babbled like a chorus of insane parrots. I ran toward the sound, burst into the clearing. The drums stopped again. A dark figure towered before me, eyes red in the firelight. Face gleaming with sweat. The Ransom's number one boy, Hussein.
War tiger!
Tuan! Stand back!
Out of my way! Where's Mem Ransom?
Stay back, Tuan!
Mary! Mary Ransom!
Here I am up in the tiger cage! War
tiger!
Mem Ransom, where tiger?
Get that cage open, Mary!
No. Mem, where tiger? We killed!
War tiger! Kill War tiger!
Now listen to me, all of you! I fired in the air that time. But if one of you touches Mem Ransom, I'll shoot to kill.
Mem Ransom, where tiger? Tuan Ransom, shoot tiger on head, tiger gone. Mem hurt on head. Mem in tiger trap. Mem Ransom, where tiger?
Kill
all right, listen to me. You all know me. You know what I say is true. Mem Ransom is not where tiger. No, I say. I know one of your men was killed. But it was a real tiger killed that man.
No, war tiger. We killed war tiger.
I say there's a real tiger, and I'll prove it to you. Three Mem Ransom, and I'll catch the real tiger for you.
Mem Ransom,
you, Hussein, you know that I trap animals.
Tell these men that if they let Mem Ransom out of that cage, I'll catch the real tiger.
Have catch tiger? Where tiger?
Look. See that moon up there? Give me 24 hours. Just till the moon is there at that same spot in the sky again. Tell those men I'll catch the real tiger.
I tell. When moon in same place in sky tomorrow night, if you no catch tiger, we know Mem Ransom wear tiger. We kill. Tear skin from bones first so Mem no can change skin again.
All through the night the drums spoke, but with day they were still. As the hours marched past, I paid many visits to the trap, but I had little hope the tiger would be abroad by day. In the late afternoon, I returned to the bungalow to find Ransom conscious.
Hello, Buck.
Well, Ransom, you've had a narrow squeak. How do you feel?
All right, I think. Mary told me what happened. What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do but wait and hope we catch that tiger.
Can't we get away from here when it's dark again?
Oh, there's not a chance. Anyway, you're in no condition to travel.
You could take Mary and leave me here.
No, Charles, I won't leave you.
You must, Mary. Don't you understand? Those devils out there really mean to skin you alive.
I won't go without you, Charles.
We couldn't get away, Ransom. There's no one in the clearing now. But just beyond the rim of the jungle, they're waiting. They'd have us before we'd gone 100 yards.
They've got my guns.
Yeah.
We have your rifle and your pistol. We could pick them off as they cross the clearing if they rush us.
Well, we can hold them off for a time. But they'll fire the house eventually. Then we'll have our choice. Come out or roast.
Buck.
Hmm?
Promise me one thing.
Sure.
If worse comes to worst, you'll save one bullet for Mary.
No. I'll save 3 bullets. One for each of us. In the jungle, there is no twilight. The sun, which all day has fought a hopeless battle to pierce through high swaying trees, matted tangled vines, spreading bushy undergrowth, seems suddenly to tire of its struggle and plunge over the unseen horizon. Then it is night. Then the incessant clatter of bird and animal life takes on a new note as the weaker seek hiding, and the stronger hunters of the night begin their ceaseless search for living food. The jungle is never still. There is always sound in the jungle, and yet there is always a tenseness of listening in the air, listening for that hidden danger that, unheard, may mean death.
How much longer, Buck?
Best. The moon is almost overhead.
Maybe your boy Ollie will be back in time.
Oh, he can't possibly make it before morning, even if he finds the doctor at home. And only 2 more against 100.
The drums have been quiet all day. I wonder why.
Well, they're waiting, too. When the drums begin, put out the light. They'll be calling the Sakai in for the kill.
The clearing's filling with natives.
Yeah, I guess this is it. All right, get set, Ransom.
Come over here by me, Mary.
Yes, Charles.
I'll blow out the light.
Sorry we got you into this,
Buck. Oh, forget it. Everyone's number comes up sometime.
Listen.
The drums.
Yes, here they come. Get away from that door.
Open door, Tuan. Open door.
Get away from there or we'll fire.
Let them have it, Buck.
All right.
Tuan. Tuan, do not shoot. Mem Ransom is not were tiger. Real tiger caught in trap.
Killers of the jungle. A fight to the death with a crocodile. A mad elephant on a rampage. A battle royal between a 30-foot python and a tiger. See? Bang, I'm back alive! RKO Radio Pictures has presented A Jungle Adventure of Frank Buck. In this series of original radio dramas, all characters are impersonated. See and hear Frank Buck in person in his great wild animal picture, the original Bring 'Em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Bring 'Em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action, danger, suspense. It's a picture for every member of the family, an exciting experience in motion picture entertainment. See the most ferocious jungle killers in their native haunts. See Bring 'Em Back Alive. It's another great RKO radio picture.